Well, a bombshell development now for all those people that called the COVID vaccines safe and effective. AstraZeneca has just announced the worldwide withdrawal of its Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. They say it's because of a totally rare but serious side effect. Former British Prime Minister, of course, once called the drug a triumph for British science, and he said it saved 6 million lives. Those are his words. Someone who knows all about the rare side effects is epidemiologist Nick Holscher from the Peter McCullough Foundation. And we invited this esteemed individual on our show, Nick Holscher. Great to have you on the show to dive deep into the side effects and everything else related to AstraZeneca. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So let's get into why did AstraZeneca actually pull this vaccine? I seem to remember, Nick, I mean, members of parliament, esteemed doctors, cardiologists, world-renowned doctors, telling us of the problems with this drug a long time ago. Did they just learn now about the rare side effects and that's why they decided to pull this, or was something else at play?
So the primary reason that AstraZeneca gave for this recent global withdrawal was actually for commercial reasons. They said that because nobody wants the vaccine, they're just going to pull it off the market or they're going to lose a bunch of money. Now, back in 2021, there was a large number of side effects identified. But first, we'll go into just a brief introduction on what this vaccine is. So what the AstraZeneca, it goes under the brand names Covishield in India, AZD1222. It's actually a modified chimpanzee DNA adenovirus that encodes for the highly toxic spike protein. So this vaccine was authorized for emergency use in December of 2020. So that was the first country that saw this vaccine. It's cheaper than Moderna and Pfizer mRNA vaccines. Easier storage requirements. So that's why it's actually been used in India. It's been used in some countries in Africa. It's been used in Asia, mainly in low-income countries, just because of those reasons I mentioned, easier access to them. And so it was never approved in the United States, because we were kind of concerned about the trial data, and we already had two other vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, so AstraZeneca had a really hard time getting into the United States. So back in 2021, there was a large amount of side effects that were uncovered from these vaccines, and the primary one that was admitted in court recently is vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia. So what this syndrome is that your body develops blood clots everywhere. It's accompanied by low platelet counts. There was 445 confirmed cases of this in the United Kingdom, and 81 of them were fatal.
Wow.
So, and many papers have showed a causal link between the AstraZeneca vaccines and fatal thrombocytopenia, including our paper, A Systematic Review of Autopsy Findings and Deaths After COVID Vaccination. We collated a few of those cases and proved they were due to the vaccine. But that's just the primary side effect that was identified in 2021, and it actually should have prompted market withdrawal 3 years ago. Not 3 years later now, where many people have already died from it. It would be appropriate if AstraZeneca apologized for any damages caused and provided compensation for all the individuals that were harmed. Because, even one death is too many deaths. So, AstraZeneca has a ways to go. Moderna and Pfizer, they're behind AstraZeneca. They still have their mRNA vaccines on the market in the United States for ages 6 months and older. So hopefully Moderna and Pfizer follow in the footsteps of AstraZeneca.
and pull these things off the shelf. I know your colleague, Dr. Peter McCullough, has been pushing for this, of course, to have these things removed. What did we see in the trial data? Well, because I, as I said in my intro here, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called this a triumph for British science and that this saved 6 million lives. So I want you to unpack that in a second. I mean, what is he basing that on? That we saved 6 million lives from AstraZeneca.
So they based these claims off of studies that come out that kind of just hypothesize. They come up with equations. They see and try and say how many lives they saved. It's really mostly nonsense because it's highly difficult to predict that number accurately, but. They may, if they did save some lives, they also took some lives, and they took some lives through some side effects that were uncovered in the trial data, and these side effects include, like I mentioned earlier, the vaccine induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia that killed 81 people in the UK confirmed. There's probably many more. You know, those were just the cases that were reported. There's also cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. This is a blood clot that occurs in the brain, the brain's venous sinuses, and it actually prevents blood from draining out, leading to hemorrhaging, brain bleeding. It also is linked with just general thrombosis, just blood clots over the body. Again, this is likely due to the spike protein that's produced by the chimpanzee DNA viral vector goes into your cells and codes for the spike protein. Your body attacks those cells because it detects a foreign antigen, and this and spike protein has been shown to coagulate blood, makes blood resistant to cleavage of these by your own body. So that's why you see these fibrogen resistant blood clots, and we also. Also, these vaccines have been linked with Guillain-Barré syndrome, as well as capillary leak syndrome, which is a rare and serious condition that causes fluid to leak from tiny blood vessels, leading to swelling and low blood pressure. So overall, the safety profile is not great. They should have been pulled off the market 3 years ago.
So I want to go back to the trial data real quick, which is I can't believe, but in the United States, we put our foot down. Like, we've allowed Pfizer and Moderna to move forward. And of course, still to this day, still moving forward with emergency use authorization for that. And normally, these trials, you would take, what, like 10 years to bring a proper like vaccine to market. These things were obviously rushed to market. We know from the trial data in those other vaccines, they hardly had, there were no human trials. Right? Or very little as it related to boosters and others. They were testing it on like 11 mice. I think that was about it. So what did we see in the trial data for AstraZeneca that was like an alarm bell in the United States, but not in Britain?
Well, the main alarm bell for the United States, the primary reason they say their vaccine wasn't in the United States is because Moderna and Pfizer existed. There's probably conflicts of interest. Pharmaceutical capture, they didn't allow AstraZeneca to come here. Now, so that was really the primary reason. We didn't say we didn't take in these vaccines because of vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia. And again, that's the syndrome that scared all the European countries after the vaccine rollout. It caused issues there back in 2021. But if they were likely to admit that's why it wasn't distributed here, that would be the reason, that syndrome with the abbreviation VITT.
Do you think, and we're just getting the tip of the iceberg here. Now, they claim we're pulling these off the market because commercially we can't sell them anymore. People just don't want to buy them anymore. They don't want to get these shots. So you know what? It's probably a good time. This all coincides, of course, with the court, with what we learned because of being sued as a result of this. So we wouldn't have even learned this information. They were not forthcoming with this information about these side effects. So they kept all of this hidden from us, didn't they?
Yeah, they kept everything hidden. All of these companies that have distributed COVID-19 vaccines have kept most of the side effects hidden. I mean, In the VAERS system, the CDC VAERS system, there's over 30,000 deaths that have been linked to these vaccines. So, you know, we don't hear that in the mainstream news. That we don't hear that by the vaccine manufacturers, that their products might have killed tens of thousands of people. So they don't want people to know about these syndromes. They just kind of want to get it through emergency approval with no proper studies, no proper double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trials, just lab rat studies, and they just hope that people take them. And you know, it's very dangerous that that's happening, and it's very unfortunate. But you know, at least we're moving in a step in the right direction. At least AstraZeneca is pulling them off the market. Now we have to be on the lookout for, they're called replicon vaccines. So they're actually up next are self-amplifying messenger RNA vaccines. So what these do, they go in your body and the mRNA gets in your cell and it regenerates itself over and over and over again.
Oh,
so
great.
That's what's up next. And hopefully, you know, preliminary studies show that the side effect profile of these upcoming replicon vaccines is pretty bad. About 95% experience adverse events. And it's already been approved in Japan, one of them.
95%.
Now, a lot of them are just local reactions, but 60% of them were systemic reactions. So fever and severe events.
My God, Doc. 95% and then, oh, okay, 60 systemic events. This is unbelievable. I hope people wake up. I hope people hear this. Of course, this information has been suppressed and blocked and banned all across social media. In the United States, of course, there was the collusion with the Biden administration. We know that from the White House. We know that from internal documents, keeping this information suppressed across social media. Your colleague, Dr. Peter McCullough, of course, we all know about the censorship industrial complex. Hopefully, people ask some serious questions about these things moving forward. I guess, Nick, we're going to see, well, this is just the tip of the iceberg for lawsuits, do you think?
Oh yeah, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Once it becomes widely known that these vaccines cause death via various syndromes, including myocarditis, the CDC still doesn't admit that myocarditis is fatal. And our paper proved that in ESC heart failure, the European Society of Cardiology Journal, our paper proved that myocarditis is fatal in 21 cases, and the CDC still doesn't acknowledge. They still call myocarditis mild and transient, which is just completely false. So they're still covering stuff up. So I would be on the lookout for major lawsuits. I think that these companies will most likely be in trouble in the near future, but only time will tell.
Nick Holscher from the Peter McCullough Foundation. Great work, as always, and an epidemiologist who's been tracking this very, very closely. Nick, great to have you here on the show. Thanks so much for your insights and your expertise.
Thanks for having me.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.